You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode number 430. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah, we sure do. And if you are a member of Drone You, thank you so much. There's a little story we want to share here with you guys before we get into today's question, but Rob, one of the things I see constantly with this group, and we just put out an update to the group on when and what new classes are coming out. Mm-hmm. But one thing that we're seeing in this group is, or at least that I'm seeing, is really value beyond the classes. And what do I mean by that? And something that I was told just yesterday, actually, by Doug Lafarge, he's like, you know, one thing I love about the Drone You community is that, he goes, number one, people are just in there, like, literally helping each other. Like,
it's crazy.
You know, you're learning with friends, and he's like, if you try to study for that 107 test by yourself, or, you know, try to do these things by yourself, it's much more difficult. He's like, with this group, he's like, you're learning a bunch of new friends, you're going to these classes, you're getting to fly with cool people. He's like, and it's so much more than just like this online school program. Like, he's like, it is a learning experience, and it's a lot of fun. And he gave me the example of his buddy, his actual business partner, who was not a Drone You member, tried studying on his own and actually delayed taking the test 2 weeks later. And then went through the study program, noticed what other people were doing, watched everything, was like, wow, this is awesome. Got 100% on the test. And he's like, Paul, I got
100. Dang, that's the first 100 I've heard of.
Oh, no, I've seen a couple in our group.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Cool.
But I will say this. You know, it's what he said is, he goes, Paul, I'm so proud of you guys. I've seen, you know, over 100 people say they passed the test in your group. And that is so awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. And I think the vision from the very beginning was to make the community the most valuable part of what Drone You is. Obviously, we want to help people learn the tools and the information that they need to learn to be successful. But to see the community thrive the way it is, that is fulfilling the vision, and that's really, really exciting.
And it's people, and it's helping growing. People. Yeah. Yeah, it's growing at a rate. It's unbelievable. But
one of the other sides of that is, and I don't know if that's the right way to say it, the other sides of it, but the bottom line is, anytime you get a group of people together, you're going to get some that have sort of a positive perspective, and the reality is you're going to get some that might have a little bit more of a negative perspective, just in terms of how they view life or how they view challenges that come their way. And we're seeing a little bit of that, and that's okay. But the reality is, if somebody's trying to get into this business, it's not always,
it's not rarely
is it going to be easy.
Any business, it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Nut up or shut up.
Well, okay, that's the end of that segment.
I'm kidding. No, that is like the antithesis of what goes on in our group. I just wanted to...
No, that's true. So, that's true. Even from Paul.
No, it really is the antithesis. I mean, like, there was a guy recently, and you were telling me in the group, who's saying, you know, he's having a really hard time. He's been working for 18 months on getting realtors to give him business.
Well, to clarify that, he's been working on kind of breaking into the drone business for 18 months. I would say that's kind of when he very started. And then I think relatively recently he started to reach out to realtors, and it's been a little discouraging to him as far as what the response has been.
Now, does that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me in the least.
Why not?
Well, for a couple of reasons, and I know where you're going with that. So I want to be careful here.
That's why you're talking about it.
The reality is, realtors can be a little challenging to work with, right?
No. No.
Some more than others, and like any industry, there are some really good ones and there are some really tough ones to deal with. And so I think that expectation just needs to be there, because a lot of people coming into this business, or that are wanting to break into this business, are saying, real estate is how I'm going to do that. And that's great.
That is great, but it's also going to be one of the most difficult, because there are some great realtors out there, and there are a lot of realtors that are even students of ours. There are realtors that listen to this show, and chances are you're probably one of the good ones, because if you're taking the time to learn about drones and doing it right, the chances are that says a lot about you in general, because you're willing to learn, enact new systems, become organized.
Right.
And let's face it, a lot of realtors are not that organized. You know, they're really focused on the sale. They're really focused on, you know, doing a bunch of stuff. And Frankly, I would say that I think some of the most successful real estate teams are the most organized.
Sure.
Have systems set up in place, have routines set up in place. But yeah, getting into this business, you know, it's going to be really difficult if you don't have a 107 certificate. I mean, on that FAA webinar that was yesterday, you know, they're saying like, no, you know, we want you to call us when you find an operator who doesn't have a 107. And, you know, one thing Ted Wilson said is, back in the day when powered parachutes were first getting started off and, you know, people were not getting a license, they're just flying them. He's like, there was no self-policing. He's like, you couldn't really talk to someone. They wouldn't do anything.
Right.
He goes, but if your group, the remote pilots, the drone guys, if you can self-police and create a better community through that, you would be one of the first in the aviation community to ever do that.
Yeah, and that's really a quandary because there's that whole sort of unwritten code of not ratting people out.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've been on the other side of that.
Snitches get stitches.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
But so anyways, that's an issue that we can talk about down the road, but certainly something that's really important to the industry.
What you're saying is like people, you know, before the 107, people were calling on me, people were calling on other people in our group. And
yeah.
You know, that's normal, but it's, and we asked the question in the group and we're going to have a whole show dedicated to this. I will personally be producing this episode, which is where do you draw the line on calling the FAA on an operator?
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line?
Well,
but let's not go too far off. Let's go back to this guy who's having difficulty with realtors. If you are going into real estate and you're trying to get, you know, going into videography, photography. Remember, there are so many other routes you can go. You can literally travel around and get stock footage and use things like video blocks to make money.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I uploaded about a dozen clips last night.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
I got
a great
10
opportunity.
10 terabytes of crap. Why not? So every night I'm just going to start uploading stuff and turn it into a system. That being said, you know, you don't have to go into real estate. You can go into farming. You can go into cell tower inspections. You can go into, you know, basic photography and videography via production companies.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's unbelievable how many applications there are with drones. And we're really only scratching the surface. You know, Doug was telling me just yesterday, he goes, you know, I met a guy who surveys all these crevices off the side of the highway. So if there's ever an accident, they've got a topographical map. And he was using a big M600 with the Sony A7R Mark II. Just doing photogrammetry, and he's like, you know, the guy had been doing it for 10 years, but they've been doing it with helicopters and planes, and now they're doing it with drones.
Yeah, and all of that's true, and there are a lot of opportunities. I think back to real estate, most folks that are going to break into the drone world are probably going to try it via real estate, at least a larger percentage than not. And so the point is, whether you're talking real estate, whether you're talking any of these other avenues that Paul's mentioned, it's not going to be easy.
No.
You're going to have to be ready to face rejection. And the reality is...
Let me ask you a question. Let me interrupt you.
Okay.
When you're teaching your kids and they're kind of pushing back against you, what is something that's really key in getting your point across? Like what's a trait, a personality trait that's really important for you to...
Well, I think and I don't know if this is where you're going or not, but what comes to mind is persistence.
Boom!
Yes. You've got to, and that's so important. And I think that anybody who wants to do this and have the drone life that Paul speaks of
and I'm addicted to the drone life.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't be?
Hey, 4 countries in 3 weeks, I'm stoked.
But it's, you know, there's so many examples of people that are very, very successful or even a professional athlete. And what we see is that professional athlete on television and we think, man, what a life that lucky guy has. He was born with the muscles and that ability to run that fast, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is, there's 100 more like him, but he worked his butt off. And there's exceptions to that, of course. There are some guys that just have it and they don't have to work as hard, but that's very much
so
the exception.
Rare. I've never, in this industry, because of the timing and everything, I have not seen that. You know, the Cinedrone guys, they kind of fell into it because of their connections.
Because
he had already been doing, you know, helicopter stuff. And, you know, Mike had been a pilot way before he'd gotten into drone stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, a good point. But you cannot just have a bunch of money and just get into this industry and do well. It's just not possible.
That's right. And so that point that you brought up, and it's a very good one, it's kind of what we're talking about here, is persistence. And that's just entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And so I think what we're seeing is that a lot of the people that are trying to break into this, it's sort of an idealistic perspective. And I hope we haven't fed that too much in talking about the drone life, et cetera, because maybe we haven't emphasized the hard work on the business side enough. And so what I was going to say is that a lot of people that are wanting to do this have been in more of a traditional work environment where it's sort of 8 to 5. They're getting their paycheck. They have their insurance.
Easy peasy pumpkin squeezy.
Well, on some level, maybe, and maybe it wasn't even easy, but it was that life, and they didn't have...
They didn't have to do
what the entrepreneurial life requires.
I agree 100%, but the difference is, and a lot of people fail to understand the mindset differentiation, when you're in your 8 to 5, you're never worried about having money continuously come. Like, you always know every 2 weeks, I'm getting a couple grand, you know, like it, right. Everything's going to be peachy.
Exactly.
If I spend too much on my credit card, no big deal. When you own a business, it's fight or flight. It is literally, where is my next revenue coming from? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is why so many people push like recurring passive revenue. You know, the smart,
hallelujah,
the SPI podcast, smart, yep, passive income. Here's the thing, guys, you know, when you are running a business, you have to be constantly thinking about where the next dollars are coming from. And I mean, it took me, and Rob knows, I struggled through this. It took me, what, at least 15, 16 months to really get on my feet, mm-hmm, and not be freaking out about money every once in a while, because I would legitimately freak out with money. And, you know, some people who know me from the East Coast would say, well, you know, Paul, you've got nothing to worry about. Your family is like very wealthy. That's fine. I haven't taken money from my family since I was probably 20 years old.
Yeah. And who wants to do that?
And I mean, nobody really wants to do that. I want to look my dad in the eye and say, look, mother, I'm a...
or, hey, dad. That'll work too, Paul.
Hey, well, when your dad route is from the New York area, it's going to be just okay.
All right,
anyway, I'm just saying, like, I like to look him in the eye and be like, I'm doing it on my own, and I'm making more money per hour than you were at this age, so ha!
That's right. Or,
you gotta,
yeah,
take a little, you know.
Anyways,
my dad,
let's get a couch.
He listens to the podcast. He's probably going to get a kick out of it.
No, I'm sure he will. But no, you're absolutely right. And to this member of Drone U, we can only say, this is the reality.
Persistence is key.
Keep at it, or maybe take a step back and decide, is this really what I want?
And realtors are hard to work with. And if you remember the quadrant, we talked about the quadrants, you know, like low profit, high maintenance, low maintenance, high profit. You know, you're really going for low maintenance. And realtors, I'm sorry, you are not low maintenance. You are the antithesis of low maintenance. And I'm sorry, but it's true. And there are a lot of other businesses that are like that. Even production companies, like some of them, you're just like, whoa. And then other ones, like at Worlds, man, oh, that was the funniest crew I've ever worked with in my whole life. So it was great. But let's go back to the keys to success for this guy. Number one, you don't have to go right after real estate. Number two, pick up a book called The Freedom Journal. It's on Amazon. It's black and gold. And it will help you, like, step by step, attain more clients.
Day by day.
Day by day. You're going to have to do actions every day. It works. It's something I use to this day. Because we're all human, dude. Like, we're all lazy innately. We all don't want to be rejected innately. You know, we don't want to put ourselves out there and get chopped down. But if you go into it with the attitude that you legitimately believe that you are going to provide value to this person, you have value. That comes at a price, and people will pay for saving time and providing value, which is, you're doing both of those things.
Absolutely. And I love the Freedom Journal idea, because what that speaks to is developing a routine. Because the reality is, we're human. We have tendencies towards laziness or feeling sorry for ourselves or whatever negative things there are that can deter us or derail us. And if you can get into a routine, it's easier to overcome those emotions when they pop up. And I think of, for example, Olympic athletes. And I was listening to a podcast a while back, and some of these Olympic athletes were talking about, they attribute much of their success to their routine over a series of years, where every single day they were committed and they were disciplined to accomplish what they needed to for that day. And that ultimately led to their success. We're talking years, yeah, of work, of being consistent in that routine. And frankly, without that, you're less likely to be as successful as the guy who's willing to do that.
Yeah. Another thing too is if you have a legitimate mental barrier for talking to people, I know this sounds weird, but go to the gym or go for a run early in the morning, because you're going to feel like you already accomplished something. You're going to have a little bit more confidence than you would normally, mm-hmm. and it will help you go right into it. I know this is something that you do every day. God bless you. I can't do that in the morning. I've tried so...
I can't do it anytime but the morning.
Well...
Everybody's different.
That's true. But I think the lesson here is that you've got to be persistent. I'm very happy with the Drone U community because this guy was very negative and many people turned it around very quickly, and you don't see that in other groups. And they were trying to motivate him, inspire him, give him ideas on where to go, what to do.
And you know what I think it proved? And number one, it was a negative perspective. We can't deny that. But on the other hand, it was an honest perspective.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that he was willing to do that. And more than that, I appreciate that it was a safe place for him to do that.
Amen.
The community. And so that is awesome, and the way that the community responded to him. And I'll tell you, there were some guys that responded to him with tough love, I'll call it. Like,
nut up or shut up.
Pretty much. But at the same time, nut up or shut up, but at least consider these things. I mean, it wasn't just, come on, butthole, figure it out. It wasn't like that.
It was like, come on, butthole, figure it out, but here's some steps that you can do to get to the nut up or shut up point.
Yeah,
it takes confidence, takes conviction, but at the end of the day, it starts with a belief in yourself.
It does.
And if you don't have that, walk away now. Seriously.
And again, whether it's a drone business or you want to go do whatever kind of business.
Or it's arbitrage,
selling
widgets,
selling insurance, it doesn't matter. It's all going to be the same in terms of that mentality.
That's so true. Anyway, we're going to leave you with that today because Rob doesn't want to do a question. But anyway, I'm kidding. I just wanted that awkward silence for a second.
I don't know what to say.
If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. We have a plethora of questions right now. This is something we just wanted to address because so many people call me all the time and they never go on record about how awesome the community is. And, you know, it's not all positive, but what I love about it is that the community is always helping each other out. DroneU is not just a school. It's not an online platform. It is an experience full of experienced and non-experienced pilots who are absolutely dedicated to helping one another out and absolutely dedicated to maintaining the competitive advantage. And, you know, I couldn't be happier to be a part of that group.
Yeah, me neither. Absolutely. Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. Well, that's going to do it for us today, guys. You're listening to the Ask a Drone U podcast. If this podcast has helped you out in any way, it's provided value, it's helped you on a day when you're down, whatever, give us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I have to say, I'm really frustrated with the Apple podcast app right now because it's downloading all my podcasts to the cloud, not to my phone. So when I'm in airplane mode and on a plane, I can't listen to them.
Android.
So no, it's called Overcast. So if you're having a similar problem, check out Overcast. You want to know something that just came out from the NSA the other day?
What?
Do you know the only messaging app that cannot be hacked by the government?
What?
iMessage. So guess what? My data is encrypted. Yours is not.
You know what? Hack away. If you want to read my messages.
I want to see those nudes, Rob. That's what I'm saying. All right? I'm kidding. All right, guys. That's going to do it for us today. But anyway, please leave us a review, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen. We really do appreciate it. That's going to do it for us. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.